those two girls.
Here we go.
Those two girls breezing through your summer with this podcast. While you listen, Breeze Breakfast with Almond Breeze and Almond Breeze Barista Blend.
It's time for the movie soundtrack game. If you've been playing along last week, It is now 2 points to Sarah, 3 points to Lise.
She's made a comeback after weeks and weeks and weeks at the bottom. And now you idiots have reset the game just for this week. So now my reigning champ status is at risk.
So here's how it works. I'm going to play you guys a soundtrack from a movie. You got to buzz in with your name.
Yep.
And tell us what the movie is.
So it's 3-2. If I get this today, then for the first time in the history of those two girls on radio, I'm actually even with Lise.
I feel like it's been rigged, and that now you guys think it's funny that Sarah's beating me. You're going to give her easy ones.
You know how you were banging on about being in good sports last week? That's sounding like a little...
It's definitely gone out the window.
Little persnickety.
Here we go. Hit us with the first
one. Soundtrack number one.
What?
Oh, come on.
This
Chicago actually set up a film office, so they had like a government body to help film this movie.
I played this in junior band. Ba, 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 ba.
First one in
on
with your
trumpet.
Name is the buzzer.
Yeah.
And one of the stunt drivers in this movie, it's a stunt heavy movie, was actually actor and filmmaker John Wayne's son.
I think I know it.
I don't
Come
know
on.
It. Do you have any idea? Okay, Sarah.
Sarah.
Do they shake their tail feather in it?
Oh, my gosh. What is it, Sarah?
Is it Blues Brothers?
Such a daggy movie. Of course you'd get it. Blues Brothers.
You realise that if Sarah gets this next one right, that's it.
Oh,
like,
God.
It's now...
It's not it. It
well,
means
it's
three
even.
Apiece.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Soundtrack.
I'm actually sweaty on the hands.
Number two. Mm-hmm. It's your game to win, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas movie, by the way.
Christmas movie. I feel like I've just seen this recently.
I'm just going to buzz in, Lise.
Okay, Lise. You've got to answer.
I know. I'm just
three,
taking a punt.
Two.
Home Alone. Oh, yes! That's how you play. It's called strategy.
What? What was the strategy there? You
the
buzzed
strategy
in. You
was
waited
to buzz
an additional
in.
10 seconds
yes.
for more music to hit your
yes.
eardrums,
yes.
and then you guessed.
Strategy.
This is
oh
it,
God.
The tiebreaker.
You know what? We're getting snarky at each other because now it's down to a tiebreak.
This is it,
God,
the tiebreaker.
I've lost already. I can feel it.
The tiebreaker song for the movie soundtrack game is Sarah about to become equal with Lise for
oh
the
God,
first time
it.
In the history
stop.
Of the game.
Jing
soundtrack
me up.
Number three for the tiebreaker. First one with your name is a buzzer.
Sarah!
Sarah?
It's Ghostbusters! Isn't it? Yes!
I never saw that movie.
What? That's a lie.
Of course
That's
I saw it.
Lie.
I've seen every movie in the
Holy
bloody creation
Molly,
of the world.
Even,
whatever.
We are even.
Three
not
all
for long.
In the movie
and
soundtrack
you know what?
Game.
In the grand scheme of it, we're not freaking even at all. I'm still 800 points ahead.
Oh, that good sportsmanship. It's coming through loud and strong. Holy moly.
It's true. But it's not holy moly because I'm still beating you by a freaking country mile.
That's the old show, Lise. This is the new show. Yeah, we're in the now.
From what I can see, it's three all. The movie soundtrack game. Will Sarah finally be in the lead? We are finding out tomorrow. It's Summer Breakfast with those two girls.
Summer Breakfast with those two girls.
I've been thinking about how actual money passing hands or changing hands is kind of disappearing. And it happened to me on the weekend where I'd sold a couple of lamps on Facebook Marketplace, and the lady came over to my house to pick them up. And typically with Facebook Marketplace or Gumtree, they're always cash purchases, right?
Yeah.
You hand over your dosh, you get your item. Anyway, the lady bought the lamps and said, I don't have any cash. Will you do bank transfer? And I said, well, yes, I will. But I just thought, hang on, like you're changing changing the rules. It's happened to me a few times. And I guess last week I lost my ATM card when I was out on a walk. And because I haven't registered for digital banking,
Apple Pay,
I actually physically had to go into my bank's branch and withdraw
money.
And I've got to say, I spend less when I'm using cold hard cash than when I just pay wave everything. And so I started doing some research and looking into it, and they are calling it that in the next few years, Australia will be a completely cashless society.
Yeah, well, I think in
Europe... How do you feel about that?
Well, I can't even remember the last time I had cash in my wallet. I reckon it would have been over a fortnight ago, easily. Yeah. I just don't ever get cash out. Very, very rarely. If anything, it might be for the kids, for school, which is annoying.
But even then with school, tuck shops, my kids' school's tuck shop system
is just
direct debited from my PayPal account. Well, putting the $2 in a brown paper bag and sending them off for a sandwich.
I think in Europe... Sweden, I think, is leading the charge with their country going cashless. I think they did a study, 3 out of 4 Swedes don't use cash to buy anything. And they're saying that we're not far behind.
Well, no, it's just surprising to me now having a lot of notes in my purse.
Yes.
Obviously at this time of year needed for Christmas spending and what have you, that all these things are running through my head. How will tradies handle it if they can't get cash jobs in a few years? How do you teach your kids the value of money if suddenly money doesn't become a tangible thing?
Look, it's kind of the way checks went. I remember being paid by checks originally when I started working.
That's right.
You'd get a check, and then that became like they were dinosaurs. And
well, that's true. Now the only people who have checks are like octogenarians.
Yeah, that's right. I think cash is disappearing 100%.
Do you reckon people still hide cash? Do you reckon people, you know, back in the days where people put it under their mattress or hid it in tins in their backyard? Do you reckon people still?
I mean, there must be people.
Keep cash.
I mean, there must be people who fear things like Armageddon or war. Maybe people in war-torn countries or people who fear that sort of stuff happening might be hiding cash. I don't know. 13 10 60, let's open the phones up. And what do you guys think about a cashless society coming our way? How will a cashless society affect what you do? Maybe there's more to it.
I mean, it's certainly affecting my Facebook marketplace, that's for sure.
But the thing is, with Facebook Marketplace, it is frustrating driving to an ATM and getting cash out. I'd much prefer to do it.
Well, you're relying on trust for people a lot of the time, aren't you? Anyway, we could talk about this for yonks. Let's talk about it with other people. 13, 10, 60.
13, 10, 60. How will a cashless society affect what you do?
Yeah.
How you live your life.
Yeah.
All right.
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
The phones are open at the moment, though, on 13 10 60. How will a cashless society affect your world?
Yeah, well, Lise and I are chatting about all things money, and there's a theory that within the next 4 or 5 years, Australia will be a cashless society. Now, this is interesting because a lady paid me for a Facebook Marketplace purchase using bank transfer, which undermines the whole... cash purpose of Gumtree and Marketplace.
Well, yeah, I guess they were economies that were driven by cash.
Absolutely.
But now people are just moving to direct debit or money transfers.
And now I've got a stack of cash in my purse because I lost my ATM card and had to go into the branch. And I've got to say, having the old cashola in my hand is a nice feeling because I just rarely would there be more than 10 or 15 bucks in my purse. So we're asking, how would going cashless affect what you do? Daniel on 13 10 60.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's terrible because it puts me out of my business kind of thing because most of my job's all cash.
What do you do, Daniel?
Lawn mowing.
Okay. And your clients pay you in cash still,
yes,
obviously.
Yeah, all of them pay me in cash. That's what I do. If you pay cash, I do cheaper for the job.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously the tax man loves the idea of Australia going cashless
yep.
because people can't get away with doing cash jobs. I mean, I've had a lawnmower man a couple of times and I've paid him in cash, but I get the invoice invoice from him afterwards. But I think there's a lot of tradies and people like Daniel out there who will be impacted.
Heaps. Yeah. There's heaps, like people who do cleaning work. There's so many groups in society that operate via cash payment.
And it's funny, you know, where once you'd go to a restaurant and it was just cash only, now it's no cash or minimum spend.
Minimum,
you know,
spend,
it's funny. Dietmar on 13 10 60. How will a cashless society affect what you do?
I think a cashless society is a very dangerous thing.
Why is that?
Some futuristic movies have been made about this sort of scenario, and if there's a cyber attack or any electronic glitch in the system, hundreds of thousands of people would be standing there and have no cash or no value on their accounts.
So, Dietmar, are you someone who actually hides cash? Do you keep a stack of cash?
No, I wouldn't say that, but I do sort of like on a week by week, I know my spendings, and I do have cash. Sort of, I take cash out of the bank or ATM or whatever.
It's certainly easier to budget when you've got cash.
Yeah, you budget a little bit better because if you see your banknotes going out, you know how much you got left in your wallet and
yes.
you spend accordingly. But if you just with a tap of a card or something like that, oh, I like that thing. Oh, it doesn't matter if it costs 500, I'll just get it.
Mm.
You don't have the thing like, oh, I'm a bit short here, you know, so I have to be a bit careful what I spend it on.
There's also the argument that older people would be excluded from parts of the economy because the older you get, the less confident you are with new technologies. And I know that if you walk past a bank's branch these days, the people that are in there are, you know, 50, 60 plus because that was their way of getting money. And if we go cashless and if we go Apple Pay, the older generations in society
get
locked out.
Yes. And then on the other side, what about the younger generation? Like how do you teach kids about the value of money if they actually can't touch coins and notes and divvy it up, right? Sean, you round us out here on 13 10 60. What are your thoughts on a cashless society?
That's where I was coming from as a parent. I've got a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old, and for them, they don't get any form of financial education at school, so cash lets me teach them about the value of money and change and how cash works, whereas if they just learn that it's all about a credit transfer, a tap of the card, then we're just looking at another generation that are going to be further in debt because they don't know any better. They don't realise or appreciate the value of the dollar.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Sean.
I mean
it's a bit different kettle of fish giving your kids pocket money and transferring it into their account and giving them a card to wave around.
I think the Barefoot Investor is doing that with his I think he's written a new book and teaching kids how to use jam jars and putting actual coins or notes in jam jars physically so you can see that the increase. But I think there'll be a new way of teaching our kids. New apps. I think it's doable.
Well, we'll find out in the next few years, Lise, apparently. Cashless society.
We're playing Alpha Bucks next, just so everyone's across that. We bank
transfer. Oh, you can get cash.
The 10 grand. We put it, it's electronic. You can't come to them. We don't
not giving
keep
them
that
10
kind
large.
Of money here.
No jam jars. No 10K in a jam jar.
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
We are 8 days away from Christmas, and that blows our minds. But there's something that occurred to us, which is the Christmas story, Sarah, the Nativity, is the greatest story ever written.
And we thought, why don't we retell it in the form of a radio play?
Yes.
Let's get a little bit of theatre into this show. So this morning on the show live and every day this week, we are going to be retelling the story of little baby Jesus.
We're going to be doing it in episodes, one episode a day, kind of like the nativity plays of primary school years.
All right, we've cast it.
We have.
So, Lise, you will be playing Mary.
Yes, hello.
Scott, you're going to be Joseph.
Yes, hello.
Producer Jace, you are the ghost.
Hello.
And producer Rach, you are the angel.
Hey.
And
hey, girl.
And I will narrate.
Okay. Now, the thing is that, Scotty, you are also in charge of sound effects and buttons, and we're just going to have to roll with the script we've written,
I don't know if
Sarah.
We can do this. All right. Are we ready?
I like the way you tell it.
Nativity, this episode one.
Long ago, in the town of Nazareth, lived a young woman named Mary, and there was just something about her.
Is that a hair gel?
She was recently engaged to a carpenter named Joseph, and Joseph loved her, so he saved 3 months' pay and put a ring on it. One day, an angel came to Mary in a dream.
God has blessed you and is pleased with you. He will fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Sounds like a very young angel. Mary was very surprised and wondered which spirit the angel meant.
I'm very surprised. I wonder what spirit you mean. Like tequila? What a banger.
No,
said the angel.
You will give birth to a baby boy and name him Jesus.
How the hell did this happen? My marina must be faulty. Also, Jesus, I like Jaden better.
No,
said the angel.
He will be God's own son and his kingdom will never end.
Later that day, Joseph the carpenter returned home from work.
We've seen our share of dodgy tradies over the years.
Hey, Mary. I've returned home from work.
And Maury, we mean Mary, sorry, had to break the news to him.
When it comes to the matter of baby Jesus, Joseph, you are not the father.
Joseph was unnerved, but that night a goat appeared to him in a dream. Oh, sorry, no, a ghost. The ghost, sorry, assured him.
Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Mary has been chosen by God to have a baby named Jesus, which means saviour.
Xavier? Oh, I think Mary likes Jaden.
I do like Jaden.
No, Jesus. He's a saviour.
When Joseph awoke, he did what the ghost had told him and took Mary as his wife. Mary and Joseph must travel to the town of Bethlehem in order to be counted in the Roman census, but getting there won't be easy.
This sucks, Joseph. I'm too fat to fly. What are we gonna do?
Don't worry, love. Look what I found on Gumtree.
That's all coming up tomorrow on Nativity Rebooted.
That's it.
Episode 2 of Nativity Rebooted. We do it live. I don't know if that part's of a steak or not.
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
Very special guest in the studio right now, though.
It is the season to be jolly, and that's how we're feeling with Samantha Jade in the studio right here with us. How are you?
Hello, guys. I'm good. I'm excited. It's nearly Christmas.
Oh, it is. Can I just, like, preface this by saying you two look magnificent, both of you, on either side. I'm flanked by beauty.
It's not just kind, Sammy. It's true.
It is. It is. Both of you have your hair and makeup done. You're wearing beautiful dresses, and I'm just here like a shag on a rock, Sarah. Yeah.
lift your game. If you want to hang with us, you've got to pull yourself together.
I didn't get the memo that I had to be this glamorous.
Yeah, we were texting. We were texting about glam.
I was left out. It's sabotage, I'm calling it. It's not very Christmassy, Sammy.
Sorry, it's not giving. And it's the time to give, so sorry for that.
Well, that's right. Well, speaking of Christmas, let's jump straight in. You have released a Christmas album called The Magic of Christmas. Now, congrats, but I feel like this is a very bold move. Mm. I mean, it's all about Bublé and Mariah.
I know. It's a tough category.
Is this something, are you wanting to go head-to-head with Michael Bublé? Is this what
yes.
you're wanting?
I love him.
I think
him.
She can go head-to-head with Boob. If anyone that's can, nice. It's you.
Oh, wow. That's really sweet. I love that record because I actually listen to all the old school ones, like the Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra's Bing Crosby. I love that one. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Those
Sarah's
ones.
Actually 84.
Same in my mind because I love all those. Yes. I love all those. And the Elvis one too. I do love
Elvis.
Don't. One.
Oh, don't. Shall I just leave the room?
Could you?
Sarah is
Would you
obsessed
mind?
Really?
With Elvis.
Yes. So
you've created a monster.
My dad was obsessed with Elvis. Yeah. And you know the Sunday matinees on TV? It would always be an Elvis movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just going to tap out and I'll just let you guys do this.
Get out. Just leave me to it. So, for Lise and I, the magic of Christmas is things like drinking condensed milk straight out of the tin.
Oh, yeah, custard.
We actually never make the rum balls. No. We just drink the condensed milk. It stops the step, process of cooking
that.
Well,
there's no time for it.
No, it's like Bailey's, but less alcoholic and more fattening, which just is perfect for Christmas.
Which is okay at Christmas time, right?
100%.
It's okay,
yes.
Yeah.
You plan to put on 3 kegs.
Totally.
That's just in the year's weight gain. What? 3 kilos.
What else is the magic of Christmas for us, Lise?
Well, I don't know. Mum's passed the Christmas hosting baton to me this year,
it's
and
your
now
turn.
I hate her. So that's the magic of Christmas for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you have to do anything when you go home, or do they just like gather around and listen to you sing?
Oh, no. No singing. As soon as I step foot in my house, my brother's like, do not sing. No carols. Yeah. And I'm like, that's fine with me because I'm done. I'm off work. But it's over to me. It's a bit like you because, my mum did pass away a few years ago, so I've got that duty now. So
how
my
do you
brothers,
feel about it?
Oh, gosh, it's a lot.
It's hard,
I feel
right?
Like, I'm like, I'm so sorry I didn't thank you enough because mum does everything.
Yes.
So it's. I mean, my dad's unbelievable. He does a lot too, but my brothers are hilarious. They're like, so what are we having for Christmas? And can you make this and can you make that? And I'm like,
yeah, the requests start the requests pouring
roll in. Yeah, they
oh,
do.
No. That's not the kind of Christmas that I roll with. No.
What are you doing?
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Which isn't much.
I
it's
like
just
that.
An empty can of condensed milk if you're going to Sarah's house.
Yeah. It's some packet ham,
some Uber Eats.
And an Asian salad from Woolworths. That's it.
I reckon that's good. I'm into that.
That's not bad. It is just about family and listening to Samantha Jade sing. That's right. Just what I want to do.
Can we make Sammy sing a bit of a different way, Lee? Are you 100%. Up for playing a little game we like to call Bangers and Mash with
I'm
us
up.
Very soon?
Oh, God.
Sure.
Okay. Let's show her what we've got, Lise.
Okay, let's do it.
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
Bangers and mash. Bangers and mash.
We sing song lyrics to a different tune.
Bangers and mash. Bangers and mash.
Oh, back to celebrate Christmas
yes.
with us. We call this game Bangers and Mash. We give Lise and Sarah a song lyric that they have to sing and a song tune that they have to sing that song lyric to.
Yes.
Now, Sammy J, our special guest, is in the studio.
She's used to hearing people with good voices, so this will
yes.
be
this will be
a dramatic change.
I've never been so nervous.
Oh,
okay. Just putting it out there, guys. All right, we're doing
this. Cue music in our ears.
Don't move too much, sir. Jingle bell rock, jingle bells swing, jingle bells ring, snowing, blowing, bushels of fun, now the jingle hop has begun.
Jingle bell rock, jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in the square in the frosty air.
What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away.
Yep. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh.
Nice.
We're in a one-horse sleigh.
Come on! Giddy up, jingle horse. Jingle bell rock.
Pick up your feet, girl. That's the jingle bell rock.
Guys, I did have it in the first verse, but I just wanted to hear you.
Oh, did you? Oh,
and
wow.
I thought you did really,
you're a really,
really
nice person
well.
That you wanted
no,
to persevere
I you did
with
good.
That.
It's Ricky Martin, yeah?
Yes.
What's the song?
Living la vida loca.
That's wow, how that's meant to sound.
Yeah. Oh,
that sounded better than
really
Ricky
good.
Martin.
You know what you did well?
And
was
what was
the syllable? Like the, well done on
oh,
that.
Okay. Do you mean
the
good syncopation?
Yes.
Do you? Thank you.
Sammy, are you up for a go at this?
I'm up for it. No pressure.
Okay.
Here we go.
I don't wanna love for Christmas. There is just one thing that I need.
I think I've got it.
Under the Christmas tree.
Okay.
You got
okay.
it.
You yes, because you're so bloody good.
I don't need hangman stocking. There upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy.
So low.
With the toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own.
I'm coming
yeah.
in, Sam.
Yeah.
More than you could ever know.
Well, it is by group.
Yeah, I'm the yeah. boy. I sing like a man.
Make my wish come true.
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is you. It is, yeah. I won't ask for much.
this Christmas.
Oh, stop it. We're just...
It's like Kath and Kim. I thought that was good.
It was very Kath Dynam.
Do you know what my favourite part was? This Christmas. It was the shoulders.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you get it, guys?
Yes. 100%. All I want for Christmas are the lyrics.
Yep.
All my own, more than you could ever know.
Great. And of course, the tune was Backstreet's Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at
this. The lowest song of all time. Oh, my gosh, totally.
This is fun. Let's do it again. This one film clip that I can remember the moves to, it's that one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So good.
It's
so good.
Both of those classics, and you absolutely nailed them.
Well, oh, guys.
Samantha Jade, you have bought quite a lot of the magic of Christmas into our studio this morning. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Have a wonderful time back home in Perth. And I don't know why the hell your brothers don't let you sing Christmas carols.
I know, right? Because they're cool. They're young, you know, 22, 24. They're too cool.
And then, as you get a bit older, you realise
you
Christmas
love them.
Carols are where it's at.
Oh, 100%. You're bringing them back just like Backstreet.
Brought some
back.
Joy to our
world.
See
what I did there?
I liked that.
Yeah,
that was clever.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Thanks, Sammy.
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
Alpha Bucks. Vanessa, you have made it through to Alpha Bucks. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm nervous.
Okay, $10,000 up for grabs. If you win, what will you do with 10K?
Well, I've got three children at home and my husband works full time, so it's a bit full on at the moment. So with Christmas and that happening, so I'm just really, really excited.
All right, we've got our fingers crossed for you too, Nessie. Okay, you've got 30 seconds to answer all the questions using words starting with the letter that Lise will give you in just a tick. If you don't have an answer, simply pass. We'll come back to it if we get enough time. We obviously have to accept your first answer. Now, every correct answer, you're going to score $50. Get all 10 correct and you know what is dangling at the end of the line. Vanessa, it's $10,000.
All right. Vanessa, your letter for today is C for cash. Here we go. Yes, C for cash. C for cat. C for cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Name a body part.
Chin.
Name a state of America.
Chicago.
Name an English musician.
English musician. Pass.
Name something you use to take care of your hair.
Comb.
Name a plant.
A cactus.
Name a word to describe fireworks.
Crackling.
Name a beer brand.
Crown.
Name Lager. A female actress.
Charlize Theron.
Name a clothing item.
Six. Vanessa.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that means you've got $300 coming your way for Christmas. Now, with three kids, that's not too shabby.
Good.
That's a few more extra prezzies under the tree, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's fantastic.
Now, Vanessa, I have to go back to the question, which was name a state of America.
Yes, I think it's a city.
That's right. Chicago is a city in the state of Illinois there, so we couldn't give you that one. You passed on English musician. You could have had Charlie XCX or Chris Martin. But everything else, you did really well. $300 coming your way.
All right, thank you.
Those two girls.
Here we go. You're currently breezing through the podcast of Those Two Girls. When you're done, it's time to breeze breakfast with Almond Breeze and Almond Breeze Barista Blend.
Yesterday, my family and I went to a movie premiere. Very
fancy. Oh, look
fancy.
At you getting all hoity-toity in the media.
Well, look, it was for a kids' movie. It was for How to Train Your Dragon, the third one. Now, as a mother of boys, this is a pretty cool thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we do love the How to Train Your Dragon series. This is the third and final installment, The Hidden World.
Okay.
So we were all pumped to go see it. Now, at these movie premieres, it is sort of hosted.
Tell the commoners what it's all about.
Well, there's like a cool host that comes in and says, hey, guys, thanks for coming. This is what the movie's about. You're the one of the first people in the whole world to see it. And they often do prizes, you know. So the very cool host was like, look under your seats. A few of you will have a surprise under your seats, a prize of sorts. So, of course, my two kids were on their hands and knees looking under the seats to see if they'd won something. And my five-year-old Maxie, he was under the seats for quite some time. I'm like, champ, there's nothing there. If you haven't been hit in the face by a brown paper bag, you haven't won at this point. And he came back up and he was just chuffed. He was like, Mum, I've got something, look. And in his hand, there were two pieces of chewing gum and three pre-chewed gummy bears from probably 1998. And he thought, this is it, I've won the big time. And I was like, put it down. And I hadn't bought my wipes and I hadn't bought my hand sanitizer. And I was like, you have not won. You are the loser.
Kids
put
are the
that
worst.
Down.
Kids are the worst. We've recently had the pest control done at my house, the annual, you know, kill all the roaches, etc. And a friend's kid was over on the weekend, walked up to me with something in her hand and said, you know, open your hand, gave it to me. It was a dead cockroach, a toddler. And then she looked at me and said, say thank you. Oh, no, I'd rather have a half-munched gummy bear. Thank you.
I mean, I didn't have to pay for movie snacks. So
oh, my God.
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yes, 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 yes. Come and sit by Lee's and me as we get the little things off our chest. Just those tiny things that have annoyed you. I've got about a list of 16 long that happened on the weekend, Lee's.
Go
about
on,
you?
Kick it off.
Oh, all right. Okay, sure. When you're standing in a drinks line for 15 minutes and then the people in front of you don't know what they want.
Triggered.
Oh, my God. The menu is right there. I mean, don't even get me started. It's like if you want a mimosa, surely you knew that 10 minutes ago when we were all standing here together.
That is true. I mean, you've got plenty of time.
Plenty of time, Lise. What about you?
Well, mine's a classic. It's an original.
I mean, I'll be the judge of that.
No, it is. When you're in a drive-thru and you order hot chips and like all you want is, you don't actually want the potatoes, you just want the chicken salt, right? Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And there's no chicken salt. There's not enough.
Triggered.
There's not enough. They've undersold on the chicken salt. I drive through again.
You need to go to Woolies and buy a little tin of chicken salt
no,
and put it in
the same.
In the glove box.
I do have that. I do have extra chicken salt at home. It's not the same.
Let's get inspired from a few of our favourites.
People who say something.
Oh, with a K.
Triggered.
At the supermarket and you step back from the shelves and you're trying to look on the shelves and see what's there and then people come and stand in front of you.
Triggered.
Sending text messages to somebody and they don't even bother to reply to me.
Triggered.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. The little things, 13, 10, 60. What's triggered you?
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
Girl.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yes, the little tiny things in life that have annoyed you and you just have to get it off your chest. This is the space to do it. Caitlin on 13 10 60, what has triggered you?
Every time my partner leaves his clothes on the floor next to the laundry hamper and it drives me mental.
Mm-hmm. Triggered.
How hard is it to lift up the lid, Caitlin?
Exactly. Every time.
Mm-hmm. Mine doesn't even have a lid and they still don't get it in. So don't worry. I'm feeling for you, Caitlin. Sonia on 13, 10, 60, what's triggered you?
When people reverse park into car parks at shopping centres at Christmas time. It is so frustrating. When I'm looking for a parking spot, I'm looking for reverse lights to see who's leaving. And all I'm getting is these bonnets have come flying out in front of me. I've nearly hit so many of them.
Sonia,
it makes no sense to me.
But what this is bringing up for me is maybe it's your driving issues. Like if you're hitting people coming out of the
what
car
are you talking
park.
About? Okay. I'm looking for reverse lights. I'm not looking for a bonnet come flying out in front of me.
Are you going too fast, Sonia, in the car
would
park?
You reverse into such a small space.
I reverse into car parks all the time.
Into a massive open space.
Sonia is angry about that. Kenny on 13 10 60, what's triggered you?
What's triggered me is my cat food has a Ziploc bag on it, a Ziploc, but my cereal doesn't.
Triggered.
Are Kenny, you jealous of your feline?
No, I'm not jealous.
I think you are.
Just frustrated.
I mean, Kenny, don't you think this is a business opportunity for you? This actually makes perfect sense. If you can keep your Uncle Toby's fresher than your whiskers, as fresh as your whiskers, then you can make this happen for the people of Australia.
Well, surely Uncle Toby's and Kellogg's should have thought of that earlier.
I think you're just bringing it to the masses right now, Kenny, and thank you.
Why does cat food have a Ziploc bag, though? They'll eat anything, those things.
It probably to stop them hunting it out to try and eat it during
the
day. No! Tina on 131060, what's triggered you?
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Triggered!
Okay, Tina, what if I told you... What if I told you that's my ringtone at the moment?
I totally understand. Luckily, my trigger is only a seasonal thing, but you can't go anywhere this time of the year without hearing it on repeat.
I've got the instrumental as my alarm clock in the morning to get me out of bed at 3:30, and whenever my phone rings, it's Mariah in my ears.
I'm over it too, Tina.
I can't get enough.
I'm with you, Tina, all the way. It's the worst song in the world.
It really is, at this time of the year especially.
I'm just going to step out of this conversation.
Well, luckily that's our wrap-up music and we have to go. Our favourite caller today is going to Immersive Cinema to see Dirty Dancing. It's hitting Sydney March 15 to 17, Melbourne March 22 to 24. You can get your tickets at TicketmasterImmersiveCinema.com.au.
Well, if he can't get a Ziploc bag for his cereal, he can get an immersive experience.
Done. Have a good day. We'll catch you tomorrow at 6.
See you guys.
Summer Breakfast with Those Two Girls.
I went to the shops on the weekend.
You idiot.
Exactly. As I entered the car park, I did want to give myself an uppercut and exit immediately. Couldn't find a park. Ended up parking in some electric charge station, which was meant for
electric cars,
which I don't have. And just thought, right, bugger it. I'm going in.
Wow.
So had the kids in tow. We were getting our Santa photos. So it was a joyous reason to be going to the shops. But while I was there, I was confronted with a number of couples who I feel were flouting the rules of shopping centres during crowded times of the year. I'm talking public displays of affection, PDAs,
okay,
physical acts of intimacy.
Well, I mean, they were just holding hands.
Yep. No, more than that. I saw one couple who were both hugging each other's upper bodies. And I thought, is this just a temporary thing? No. I followed behind them. They walked for a solid 200 metres hugging each other in the way I did when I was in primary school competing in a three-legged race.
Oh, they were the
and
good old days.
And that's how they walked through the shops.
Why?
I don't know. Does that? My mind was blown. I don't know if it's because I've been married for 10 years and I'm not...
They didn't have kids,
no,
did they?
But then I thought, this must be a new relationship. But then why would you go to the shops at Christmas on a date where there's just actually lots of angry people like me walking
Maybe
around?
Maybe it was the first time they'd ever shopped together and that's like a milestone.
I'm not sure. I feel like there are surgeons who have operated to separate people who weren't as close together as this particular couple walking around.
I know. Cast your mind back to a time where you were actually in love. Can you try and do that? Because that's what happens.
Never. I mean, not never being in love, but never have I been a PDA person. I mean, although I tell you what, if Wills and I walk around together in public, it does probably look like we're estranged.
That's right.
But also I would add PDAs on escalators. There's the number of couples who ride escalators and suddenly seem to think they're in some kind of invisibility cloak and just mack on the stairs. I'm like, we can still see you, mate.
They were the good old days, though, when you were so into someone.
Never. Never. Never.
Never a PDA.
No. Nope, that's private time, Lise.
Yeah, but you're not like... It's just holding hands or having a bit of a peck.
It's inconvenient for other people because then immediately you have to break the grasp, hands get sweaty, knees weak, mum's spaghetti. And that's the sole reason I wanted to do that break, just so I could get those lyrics in.
Summer Breakfast with Those Two Girls. It's getting
hot in here. So what's your flavour?
R&B poetry.
Yes, we're doing it again. Sarah, chuffed as ever to be turning an R&B song into Shakespearean poetry. I don't know how we ever got here.
That's right. Just giving it a little bit of flavour and spice, just to bring it up a little bit.
And to R&B or not to R&B, that is the question. We are going to Melissa. Melissa, you've registered on hit.com.au to give this a crack.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sarah's going to recite an R&B lyric, and you need to guess it by title and artist. Here we go.
Where's my music, Scotty? Here we go.
What a loser.
You're irritated. Or as we would say in Shakespeare, vexing me.
I mean, the dag factor is just do it.
A lonely mother gazing out yonder window, staring at a son whom she just cannot touch. If at any time he dost be in a quandary, she shall be by his side, though he dost not realiseth he hurts her so much.
Melissa, any idea what that R&B song by title and artist, please?
TLC. The name of the song is just not there.
Well, then you're not off to R&B Vine Days, Melissa.
But she was so close.
So close, but maybe Nicole could have a go at the next verse. Are we ready, Nicole?
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right.
All right, Nicole, Sarah's going to recite a verse. You need to tune those ears to Shakespeare, girlfriend. Here we go.
Do not go chaseth the waterfalls. Pray stick to the rivers and the lakes thou is familiar with. I knoweth you shall have it thine way or nothing at all, but I doth think you do move too fast.
Nicole, we need the R&B song by title and artist if you made any of that gibberish out.
I do know it. It's TLC Waterfalls.
She's got it. She's off to R&B Vine Days.
Why do you sound disappointed with a winner who's just cracked the Shakespearean code with R&B? I mean, it's a skill, Nicole, isn't it?
It is a skill. Well done, Nicole. We're so pleased for you.
Thank you so much.
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
Yes, wham, bam, thank you, ham, where it's all about Lise and I giving you a chance to get a ham on your Christmas table. Now, this week, we are mixing it up. We are, Lise and I, going to sing a Christmas carol from ye olden days, and all you have to do is sing the next line. If you get the next line of the carol correct, you've got a ham on your table at Chrissy.
Okay, we've gone for classics, not like Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We've gone for the OGs, which is street talk for original. I've picked it.
What's the G mean?
I don't know. I actually don't know. OG?
I'm surprised you're not calling it the OGs.
Is that what OG is? Original?
Who knows? Buddy's culture on 13 10 60.
All right, we're going to sing for you, buddy. Are you ready? You have to sing the next line.
When we stop.
Okay, we need a key. Can someone give us like a singing key?
Beep. I don't think it matters with us, really.
Okay, ready, Sarah?
Yes.
Are we singing in unison?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay.
Buddy, over to you.
The little Lord Jesus laid down something.
No, bud.
Close, but no cigar and no ham. All right, Deb, we're over to you on 13 10 60. Are you ready for a Christmas carol?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hang on, we're just going to take it from
one of the lines. Okay.
The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay.
The little Lord Jesus, I ask thee to pray.
Oh, God. She's just gone and made that up, no, Debbie has.
I think that's further down in the carol. Okay. Ree,
you've got to get this for us.
Okay. You ready, Lise? Take it back again.
The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay.
The little boy Jesus. Something.
Guys, no. It's a no from us. Come on, guys. Someone's got to know this
Michelle.
Original.
Michelle. Michelle Bell. Here we are. Okay. Okay, Lees. Again. Okay.
The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay.
The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
She's got it!
Finally, well done, Jesus Michelle. May have had some hay. You've got a ham, Michelle. How exciting is that for Wham Bam? Thank you, ham.
Well done, Michelle. Finally, the others,
thanks,
you gave
guys.
It a good
Merry
crack.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
And Sarah.
You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like
tomato.
Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
We should be better at that.
You know what it is? It's exciting because today's two types of people, we are actually on the same team, Sarah. We are on the same team because we think there's always two types of people in the world. Today we are discussing, did you stick to your New Year's resolution?
Mm-hmm. Yep, because there are those people who absolutely, resolutely stick to their resolution and those like Lees and I who just haven't managed to stick to our guns this year. Lees, what was your resolution?
Well, my resolution on the first day of 2018 was to do the splits. I thought, I am 38. This is the year I get my flexibility back. Mm. And it's a matter of training daily and stretching daily. And I'm going to do it. By the end of 2018, I will have done the splits.
And you went pretty hard at it, if I recall, on your Insta stories and Instagram for about 10 days. There was
It was closer to 3 weeks in all fairness. Mm-hmm. And then I realised that I'm too tall to do the splits and it hurts.
Had you ever done the splits in your life?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Back in
absolutely, probably what? Preteen.
Yes, me too.
So what was you? So I failed at doing the splits. Failed miserably.
And do you feel
like a
really
failure?
Sad about that now?
Well, I feel like had I continued my training, I would now in December be doing the splits. So I'm disappointed
and
in myself.
Your training was like a wiki how-to guide. Let's be clear. You weren't actually going to yoga or anything
well,
and trying to.
No, but it was just stretching my hammies daily. What was your
and
resolution?
She'd report back every day. I'm tight.
It was
Sarah,
so
I'm tight.
Tight.
My glutes, everything.
What was yours? Your
well,
resolution?
Mine was, I really feel like elderly people in Australia are made to feel very invisible and aren't given the time and care that they deserve. So my resolution was to volunteer to work with elderly people.
And how did that go for you?
Look, I hung out with mum and dad a few times, but that was that was it.
That's
I mean,
it.
Yes, I mean, I'd looked at them on the websites. I looked at nursing home volunteers. I'd looked at Meals on Wheels, and then it just
escaped you.
Yes.
For the better part of 12 months.
Yes.
So what we want to do here, guys, on 131060, this is a long shot, we know. We know that maybe we will not find our successful counterparts. But 131060, if your resolution was to do the splits and you've actually succeeded, mm-hmm. we want you to call. Similarly, yep. if your resolution was to volunteer with the elderly and you've succeeded in doing that, we need you to call.
I mean, I've seen people calling through and then the phone line's just emptying. So
if you think that you are the successful version of Sarah and I in your resolutions, we need to hear
just,
from you.
Just tell us how amazing it is to do the splits and to work with elderly people.
131060 is the phone number if you set either of those as a resolution and you actually did it.
Summer breakfast with those two girls.
You like potato, and I like potatoes. You like tomato, and I like
potatoes.
All that, all the whole thing off.
I just don't even like vegetables anyway.
We're actually on the same team for once.
We are. There's no fisticuffs in the studio today. So two types of people in the world for any given situation. Lees and I are chatting about New Year's resolutions because we each committed at the beginning of 2018 and we have both
Failed.
Failed miserably. Lise, yours was to do the splits.
Yes, I got 3 weeks in and I gave up. So I wanted to see if there was someone out there who was the successful version of me and who actually is able to do the splits now towards the end of 2018.
And I wanted to volunteer working with old people, whether it was like a Meals on Wheels or going into nursing homes and spending time. And I don't know, the year just kind of, it just ran away on me.
Sure, sure. So we're asking 131060, are you the successful versions of Sarah and myself? Georgie?
Hello.
Hello. Did you make a resolution to work with the elderly?
Yes, I did.
And how's that going for you?
I love it. I was only actually wanted to do cleaning for the elderly and then they made me do certificate free where I actually shower people.
Okay.
At first I look like, oh no, I don't know if I want to do it. And then my husband goes, think about your father. Like, I'm not going to think about my father showering males. I'll think about my son, like you.
Okay.
But you know what? It's the best thing I ever done.
So
I'm happy I look after elderly people.
Okay, so you are the successful version of Sarah when it comes to this resolution.
Sarah, you should have stuck with it. It's the best thing that I ever done. We need a lot of people out there to look after the elderly because what we're doing, what we actually want them to stay longer in their home than going into the retirement village.
And Sarah's failed them. She's failed them, hasn't she, Georgie?
Oh, God.
Nolene.
Nolene. Nolene.
Nolene.
Nolene.
All right.
Okay, we found the successful version of me with New Year's resolutions. Do you? Can you do something with Lee's and the splits?
Well, it's not myself.
Nolene, you've stepped into a black spot. Can you just take two steps to the left for us?
Okay, well, here I am.
That's it.
I'm outside. Okay, cool. All right.
Can you do the splits?
No, not me, but my son is 22. He's self-made with this kind of stuff, and he did a video, and I double-checked it, and I actually sent you it by Messenger, and he did it from March 2017 to August 2018, and that was his resolution.
March to August, he succeeded.
What's that, 5 months, Lise, to do the splits?
No.
And you gave up after 3 weeks.
Yeah, but he's 22, Sarah.
Oh, well.
Can I just clarify, Nolene, did you mean March 2017 to August 2018?
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
I checked the video. It was March 23 in 2017 through to August 2018.
Oh, wow.
So a year and a half.
But he did it. He didn't give up.
Well, that's it. I mean, and that's the line there, isn't it, Nolene? Lee's gave up, but your son didn't. Have we got something for her son for his persistence, Scott?
That's awesome. He's coming home for Christmas from Canada, where he's trying to do acting.
Oh, well, we got something for him. We got $200 to spend with Adrenaline, adrenaline.com.au. Gift your loved ones an experience of a lifetime this Christmas. All yours.
Oh, my God. He's going to love it. He's going to love it. Thanks, guys.
Great.
He can jump for joy and then go down into the splits.
Don't rub it in, Sarah.
Those two girls.
Here we go. You just breezed through the podcast of Those Two Girls. Now it's time to Breeze Breakfast with Almond Breeze and Almond Breeze Barista Blend.